There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to our podcast. My name is Harbar.
And I'm Kanton.
And this is the Oversharers.
Welcome.
Rightio. What has been happening?
Rightio is the most overused phrase of yours when I'm editing. I'm always like, edit out righty-ho, because she said it 15 times already.
Don't you only say it at the beginning?
You say it so often.
Do I?
You say it before every, like, introduction.
Righty-ho.
Or it's like, anyway, guys. Or it's righty-ho.
Righty-ho.
Righty-ho infuriates me.
Back to me at work. Righty-ho. Should we get on with that? Chop, chop. Cheerio. Get on with your work. Anyway, guys, I've been in my Korean TV show bag the last week and a half. Also, I've watched, you know, I go through these phases where I just watch bare shows back to back, and then I have this period where I'm watching nothing. So I'm gonna name you everything I watched. I've rewatched a few things. So I rewatched Something in the Rain again.
Oh, fave.
Oh, I just
such
love,
a good show.
I love Something in the Rain.
If you're in your feelings, watch Something in the Rain.
Guys, it's a slow burner, but it's just so cute. And then there was like bits that I missed from the first time I watched it, and I was like, I didn't see that. Then I watched, have you ever watched One Spring Night? It's got the same character, main character guy. I think you'll like it.
Well, and from Something in the Rain?
Yeah.
I'll watch it if it's got him. I've been trying to find
more
shows with him in it.
And it's so good. I would say it's even a little bit better than Something in the Rain.
Really?
A little bit better. And there's this one scene where it's like, I'm still thinking about it, yeah. This is one scene where they're all sitting down with their friends, and then like this girl's got a boyfriend, but obviously the main character that we both like is interested in her.
Right.
And then she drops her fork, or like they're all sitting down, or she drops it. She drops her chopsticks.
Drops the fork.
She drops something.
He picks it up.
No. What? And then she's like looking for another fork, and her boyfriend doesn't even pay attention to her, he doesn't care. Then this guy, he's already in a conversation, but he clocks what she does. So then he just gets up and picks up another chopstick and gives it to her. Aww. And doesn't say anything. Oh, it's just the small things. I know, it's the bare minimum. But anyway, Something in the Rain, one Spring Night. And then what else did I watch?
You watched all of this in a week?
But I skipped some because I've already seen them already. True. Do you know what I mean?
Or we fast forward.
Fast forward, because like Korean shows are a bit slow as well.
I do that as well.
And then I watched another really good Korean show called Worse Than Evil, but this is like more thriller. Loved it. That was so good. You lot, I think you guys have already seen, the ones that are into Korean shows have already seen this, because I think they were going on about it last year, I believe. And then the final thing that I watched this week was something called Jersey Girl with Ben Affleck.
And Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a terrible film. Oh,
it was so dumb.
Oh my God.
It was so, I was like,
should we look at the Rotten Tomatoes rating for that?
It was so like, the plot was so confusing. And then she died. It's like, why is she even in the poster? Guys, this movie is old. You can go watch it if you want.
It's on Netflix.
I was like, why is she even on the poster if she dies within the first 5 minutes? It was a really shit movie.
Yeah, you know, a lot of Jennifer Lopez movies other than Made in Manhattan are quite shit.
But then I kept thinking about, is this where they first met, her and Ben Affleck? Is this where the love began?
Maybe.
In this first movie.
Mm.
So yeah, that's been me this week. That's what I watched. What about you?
I watched season one of Traitors, UK Traitors.
Ooh.
It is probably the best game show I've ever seen. I'm not even capping. It's amazing. Like, everyone who's played Mafia and Civilians understands, like, it's based on that concept of, like, Mafia and Civilians.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's three traitors to begin with, and then obviously everyone in the house has to work out who it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they have, like, this roundtable discussion where everyone votes for who they think the traitor is, and then
yeah,
everyone's obviously defending themselves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's crocodile tears on the round table. Honestly, they do the most dramatic things so that like the eyes are off them.
Yeah.
And then when they vote for the person, they get banished. So they've left the game. And then in the nighttime, the traitors have to, they like regroup with each other and decide who they're going to murder. It is probably like the most, honestly, I was like on the edge of my seat.
You're like, oh,
I was like, what the hell is going on? And then it keeps taking a twist because there was one traitor. If you lot know, then you know.
I'm going to watch season
He one. Was like doing, he was like, I don't know, he was like deflecting at one point. Then he starts ratting out his traitor friends so that they don't look at him.
What did the traitors say?
They were like, one of them, bless her, she's called Alyssa. Like suddenly at the round table, he turns on her and I just saw pure shock on her face. And then like her heart, it's like in her eyes, I saw her heart breaking. Like he basically turns on her because he was like, oh, like they're gaining. Like basically
they're coming to me now. I've got to go to the others.
Yeah. So what happened was everyone was like kind of suspecting him. And then they were discussing him at the round table. And then suddenly he goes, well, I think it's Alyssa. Ah! I was
like, Esther, you Esther Kunalai. Oh my God. Anyway, imagine Somalis doing traitors.
The way this guy worms his way to the final, and I don't want to ruin it for everyone because the final is actually crazy. Like, you think he's going to win? Does he win? Does he not? I don't want to say.
Don't say.
But guys, watch season
one. But he gets to the final.
He gets to the final. He's like, honestly, all these other traitor series, I believe this character was probably the most iconic. No, they can't do it like him.
Never. So I think Netflix tried to copy Traitors. So they created this new show called Trust.
Oh.
And it's got the same synopsis.
They've just changed it up a little bit. They've got like a recycled version.
But they've changed it up a bit. And also the Trust is actually quite good. But I wouldn't say as good as Traitors.
Because everyone is talking about Traitors. You can't recreate it. I'm so sorry. If Netflix tried that, I would like deliberately not watch
they've
it.
They've done it already, darling. It's on there.
Well, I'm deliberately not watching it.
It's called The Trust.
I'm boycotting it.
But they've changed a few things. So instead of like going in the nighttime to go kill the traitors, they've got this thing called the vault. Anyway, you guys
see how
it.
They're piggybacking off like the other ideas.
Because they can't create.
Because they need inspiration. Traitors, yeah. But what else have I been watching? Oh, I watched Lift. You know that film with Kevin Hart?
What's that?
Yeah, like I just did.
Kevin Hart, yeah, I just feel like his face, you know what? He's like our face when we try to act. Like, it's like, not good.
Like, Kevin Hart being serious. I can't take Kevin Hart being serious.
Oh my God,
camera.
When he kissed the guy, I screamed.
I was like, because it was like.
I was like, it's because I see you as Kevin Hart.
And also, like, I don't know, Kevin Hart in character, like, when it's just, it doesn't feel genuine.
I can't take it seriously. That's what it is for me. Also, the plot was a bit weird. There's a lot of movies at the moment.
I like that they had Tokyo for Money Heist, though. But I preferred her character in Money Heist.
Did you?
Yeah.
Love that. What else? The Kitchen? Everyone is
we tried to watch it, didn't we?
I think we were distracted. But everyone online is saying they don't like it. It doesn't have a plot. But really, apparently, you have to sit down and really watch it. Because everyone expects UK TV drama when it's got like Kano to be like another Top Boy and it's not always going to be that way. And apparently the storyline behind The Kitchen is the housing crisis but in the future and how people are living, and it's like some utopian crazy stuff. But loads of people are like
dystopian. I wish it was utopian. I wish we were living in a utopian future. Yeah. But we know it's going to be horrible.
It's dystopian
in the next 50 years.
So in this movie, The Kitchen, apparently they get rid of the social housing. So there's a massive crisis. People are squatting together. It's crazy. But anyway, loads of people are sharing.
Yeah, because in that opening scene, he was in like
a shower. And then like people were like, there was a whole
There was
line.
Like a queue for the shower.
And it was actually the first ever directorial debut for that guy from Get Out. What's his name? Daniel Kaluuya.
Oh, really? He directed it?
It's his first film that he directed. But loads of people in the shade room are like, we don't get this. It was shit.
Because you know Daniel Kaluuya has like a Black Mirror background. So it feels like he was trying to do something
Black Mirror-esque.
Yeah.
And I think, I'll be honest, I can't speak on it because I haven't watched it yet. I tried to watch it, but like there was too much going on. But I might watch it this week and I'll let you guys know. But like loads of people are saying they didn't get it. And then there's like people that are quite film enthusiasts that are saying, no, you have to really watch it and understand the deeper meaning. It's one of those ones. Like, even Black Mirror, sometimes I'm like, I don't get it. And then sometimes I'm like,
I get it.
I get it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I can't change that. Anyway, guys, on TikTok, what is going viral is that Gen Zs apparently look older than millennials, or they look older than their age. And this came from this guy. don't have his TikTok name at the moment, but he does. I'm not gonna lie, this person does look older than his age. When I first saw him, I was like, I was not expecting 26.
No, so it wasn't his TikTok. He stitched another girl's TikTok who was talking about how Gen Z look older than they are.
I watched his video.
And then all of a sudden, it's his face. And I was like,
is it the guy in the mirror?
Yeah, and he's wearing glasses and he's mixed race.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, there's no way this man can be a Gen Z.
Yeah, he's 26. But then someone said, he looks like he's 35 with a house.
Yeah, he looks like he's got kids.
Yeah. But some people genetically look older than others.
That's true. I feel like in the beginning, men age quicker than women. And then there's a period where it stabilizes and then women start aging faster than men. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
When they like get into the silver fox era, the women stop. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then they tend to just stay the same until they lose the hair.
Exactly.
So I feel like he's gone through that growth spurt. Yeah, he's at the first growth spurt. Like the you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he looks older, and then the women around him are going to look
younger
in comparison
to him. But anyway, it was crazy. Then I went on a whole hunt to understand, do Gen Zs look older than millennials? And I'm like, I don't think so. No, but
I think that was just a strange case.
I think people were just taking the piss, because you know how Gen Zs always take the piss out of us, millennials, skinny jeans, side parting. They're always saying that we've got that millennial pause when we take a video. So it's like when you start, let's say you're recording a TikTok and then like you record it and then you pause and you're like, hi guys. Don't do that. That's called a millennial pause. They take the piss
out
of
us. I don't understand.
So let's say we've just started recording, right? So we'll pause and then be like, hi guys, welcome to the show.
Oh, so the pause is in the video.
Yeah, so they don't take out the pause.
So there's a period in the video where you're just like this.
Yeah. You need to TikTok. Check it on TikTok, it's so funny. And there's just so many millennials that will just be like, hi everyone, welcome. They take the piss out of us, these Gen Zs, don't you understand?
No, I'm stupid. How can they say that about us?
They're basically saying we're old. We can't operate phones.
Oh no, now I'm going to be so hyper-conscious.
Literally, I'm going, hi. And then they've got this thing called a millennial shake. So like when they start a video, they automatically start it by like shaking the phone and like acting like they're just putting the phone down.
Yeah.
So funny.
Oh.
But it just brings us to the idea that I just feel like, and while I was doing my big search, I found this thing that basically said the death of the preteen aesthetic, and it makes a lot of bloody sense. And what I mean by that is when we were 10 to 14, there was a clear aesthetic and a clear demand in the market for things that we would buy. When it came to skincare, we used to use Clarisse. Like, there was not a lot of makeup products. Even the TV shows, like, the TV shows that were catered to us, Tracy Beaker, the whole CBBC, ITV, like, come on. There was a whole channel dedicated to us.
Good times.
Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon.
Oh, my God. Like, there was Jetix, for those of you who remember. Disney Channel.
There was so much dedicated to us. And I feel like this generation is missing that.
Because the preteens are not young people in this generation. They're old.
They're old. They use the same products as adult women.
They go to Sephora and spend thousands of pounds on skincare. It's not the same.
It's crazy. Like the concept that I, when I was 14 years old, would buy the same moisturizer as like my mum. That's mad to me.
Wait, you used to buy the same moisturizer
as
your
mum?
No,
I'm saying the concept of me right now, if I was 14 years old, they're essentially buying Drunk Elephant, Tatcha, Summer Fridays, moisturizers that me as a 30-year-old grown woman would use.
Yeah.
As a 13-year-old. That would never happen in my age. Back then.
I know, but it's the way it's being marketed though, isn't it? These kids are on TikTok, they're on Instagram, all they're seeing is beauty bloggers, and they just want in.
I want it.
What can we do?
I wonder how the parents are affording it.
I used to make Scooby-Doos.
Oh my God, I loved Scooby-Doos.
And I used to only wear bottom liner. And I would use Clean and Clear because I thought that it would get rid of acne, even though I didn't have acne.
That was all that was marketed to teenagers, acne.
There was like Tammy Girl, we used to shop there. There was just, like, it was just very kiddie.
The high street was back, it was very kiddie.
Yeah.
My bed sheets were funny.
in it. We had like colourful bed sheets, like Sonic the Bloody Hedgehog or something. But then like Polly Pocket bed. Do you know what I mean? But yeah,
the
like
point is they.
We lived a very simple life, but they're living a very expensive life. So we have to say alhamdulillah.
I am actually very appreciative of that, because if I was going to my mum and saying to her, go buy me Drunk Elephant, she'll tell me to fuck off.
Do you think, oh my God, do you think this is why they look older?
Perhaps.
Cause oh my God, is it aging? This? I heard there's young girls, like little girls using retinol.
Say wallahi.
Yeah, I saw it on TikTok.
At my big age, I'm scared of retinol.
I heard there's young girls using retinol.
But also filler and the use of cosmetic surgery is very high at the moment. Very high.
But obviously you look and do whatever you want.
No one's stopping you. But yeah. We just have to, it's just having this conversation. It's a conversation to understand why a young person would be inclined to use retinol.
Because people like Kylie Jenner and like Hailey Bieber and flipping skincare gurus. Skincare gurus, leave the kids alone.
Why are they using retinol? But also the parents need to take accountability for this. If I had little girls and they said to me, at 14 years old, mum, can you get me skincare? Can you get me hyaluronic acid? And
but it
just
it shocks me.
And
it's shocking to me walking through Westfield and your 14-year-old niece says, let's go Sephora, and starts picking up Glow Recipe and flipping, do you know what I mean? Lancome, I don't know. Do you know, it just, it shocks me.
If she says
me,
to me, I want the new house concealer.
Hourglass house concealer.
I'm going to punch you.
I'm shocked.
I'm so sorry.
I'm like, damn, who taught you that?
First of all, who taught you that? And secondly, where's the money coming from? Because the Hourglass concealer is £34, love. Have you got £34?
That's mad. That's actually mad.
A house foundation is £45. Have you got that?
No, you don't need to be taking your kids to Legoland and flipping snakes and ladders.
No, they need to create. They need to create. They need to create skincare that's affordable.
Get them some Clearasil. Apparently Clearasil is really drying. Oh, I need to stop talking like this. It's me. I'm the problem.
People need higher.
It's like skincare gurus that debunk everything cheap. Yeah. I swear to God. They say it's drying. They say it causes acne. So you can't buy the cheap stuff no more.
You can't strip your skin.
Yeah, you can't be stripping the skin. You've got to be hydrating
it. But also, when I use so many products on my skin, it, like, I react to it. So I have to tone it down or, like, think about how I use them in the week. I can't, like, for example, one thing that's really bad for my skin, I don't cleanse in the morning, but I'll cleanse at nighttime. But if I'm wearing makeup, I'll obviously double cleanse. But if I'm not wearing makeup and I've done my skincare in the morning and I cleanse my face and there was no makeup throughout the day, then I'll probably just, like, oil cleanse. But I won't, like, double cleanse, because if I keep doing that, it dries me out so much,
and then
I get
all
thingy.
These little,
so you've got to think
dots.
About it. And like, also retinol,
but you can play it by ear, because sometimes I wake up in the morning and I can get away with water and light soap. Do you know what I mean? Like a light water-based cleanser.
Yeah.
But it's got to be like the tiniest amount. But then in the evening, I'm so sorry, I can't.
If it depends,
like, in
on
the morning
what
I
do.
Need to wash my face, but there's so many beauty gurus that say don't wash your face in the morning, and it's like, how do you expect me to have the same skincare routine from the night before on my face in the morning? Like, I need to wash that off. No, it's gonna clog my pores.
No, but skincare is also good for your skin. It absorbs it.
So I know, but I wake up in the morning
and
from the night before with the skincare products on my face. So my face looks wonderful in the morning. But they're saying, don't wash your face in the morning.
No, but you have to.
I know.
But I don't use, like, you know.
But they're saying, like, if you're going to wash your face, you've just got to use lukewarm water. Don't use any products.
No, you can't
and
do
I,
that.
I'm so sorry, I can't do that.
That's why I use an oil-based cleanser to just take everything off. But the oil-based cleanser is very, like, soothing and it hydrates your skin. Whereas if I just use a water-based or like a foam-based cleanser that you double cleanse with,
it would dry you out. Yeah.
So yeah, you got to be smart about it.
Anyway, guys, we're not beauty gurus, so don't listen to us.
Don't listen to us. It's what works for my face.
Exactly.
I use retinol once a week. I don't even use it four times, because I know the moment I get to, if I bring it up to 3 days, all of this starts cracking. And I don't want to do it.
Yeah, what happens is your skin...
I don't want to purge.
Your skin will start peeling.
I don't want to purge.
But it's a good thing.
Oh, no, I don't. I just, I can't do it.
It's like you have to...
redness.
But in order for... Otherwise, you're just wasting the product. There's no point in having it.
I'm not.
You have to allow your skin to purge in order for that new good skin to come out.
okay, it works for me. I'm happy with my skin.
It's
all right. I like my retinol. Mine's called retinol, not retinol.
It's okay.
I like the way it works for me.
It's not working though. You're wearing it once a week. It's not working.
You have to use it.
You use it twice a week. Then
but
twice
if I
a week.
Use it twice
then you
a
go
week,
up to three.
I can't. Because every time I
and then
do
you
that,
build yourself
my face
up to every
reacts.
Day. But you have to let it react.
I can't. It hurts. I physically can't do it. Do you want me to be in pain?
No, I don't want you to be in pain. But I want you to use these expensive products correctly.
Otherwise,
there's no
my
point.
Expensive products correctly. Thank you. Colton's acting like a skincare guru.
Babes, I just know about retinol because I've been using that shit for 3 years.
Darling, look at my skin. It's amazing. Skin. Thank you. I don't need anything from you, girl. I'm joking. Anyway, I can't use the word anyway, can I? What's another word?
Rightio.
I can't use. No, we've got to think of another synonym. Moving forward.
Meanwhile. Moving
on. Therefore, moreover, you've got to subscribe. All right? Subscribe to the YouTube, like, comment, and subscribe, inshallah. And also, please leave us a lovely review on the Apple Podcast. We've got our Patreon coming out this Wednesday, finally.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
And that's going to be amazing. So make sure you guys subscribe to that. And then the other thing that we need to remind you of is
the Amsterdam event. Ooh. Do we still have tickets left? Is it sold out?
I have a few tickets left, I believe. I don't know.
Because you know what? I don't know. We have to double check that. So girls,
if the site is on, if
I
you click
put,
on
I
the
put
link,
the link in the recent video's description. So, you know.
If it's working, that means there's tickets left. So make sure you cop your tickets and come see us March 2nd. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be fun. We're going to meet loads of you. So yeah, let's do this.
Someone recently asked us in the Instagram DMs if it helps us if they were to download the video. And I just want to say absolutely yes, please download the video. Not the video, the podcast.
Yeah, of course you have to download the podcast.
Yes, but anyway, she was just like, oh, does it help you guys if I was to download the episode?
It's like, yeah.
And I'm looking at my phone like this, like,
download it.
The first thing you should be doing is downloading the episode. Before anything, before you even listen to us, download it.
Oh, We love you guys. Honestly, the support is amazing.
So guys, we asked you the wildest thing you found in your notes page. Well, in any notes page. Could be yours, could be your partner's, could be your mum's. And quite a few of you responded with some salacious details. So we're going to read some of those out. The first one is detailed notes of innocent conversations and daily life interactions. That's kind of cute.
That's smart. I love that for you.
I love that for you too. I think we should incorporate that into our life. Innocent conversations.
I don't know what I would say. I'd just constantly be like, I'm stressed. This is what I need to do. Everything on my notes page is a to-do list that I haven't completed.
Just given ADHD now.
Honestly,
isn't
it's a to-do list that I haven't completed. And some of them I start to complete and I put a little tick and then I've left them. And then I start another list underneath it.
I've got so many things from previous days that have piled into like one day that I need to just like bang out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't you just hate procrastination? Really hate procrastination.
And sometimes I put my work stuff on my notes, things that I need to do.
Oh no, I don't do that.
And it's really dumb. I don't like it.
Don't do that.
It's the worst. It gives me anxiety when I look at it.
Oh, honestly, it's not
too bad. Oh, let's talk about work. Yeah, carry on.
Breakup letter to my current husband.
I think we all do that. It's okay. I write all the toxic messages that I want to write on my notes and then I read them out loud and then I delete them.
Yeah, I think it's quite normal. List of baby names I've had since I was 12. I don't want kids anymore. What the hell?
Oh, you've got to share your baby names now if you're not going to have any kids.
I've got another one of list of hidden notes all about ending a toxic marriage. I can't breathe. Why can't I breathe right now?
Oh my gosh. Why are we laughing? What's so funny? People have toxic marriages.
They do. And they write about it in their notes.
Very valid.
Some of these are so weird. How many times we'd have sex with the length of, okay, how many times are we gonna have sex with the length of time?
I don't know, what is it?
It just says with the length of sparkle emoji.
Oh, like, what does sparkle mean?
What does that mean? I want to know. But also, why do you have that? Is it like a tally chart? Like, what the hell?
I'm assuming so. What does sparkle mean? Like orgasm?
So it's probably...
like the length of orgasm?
Yeah. I don't know. We need to figure out what this elusive sparkle is.
Why else would you have a sparkle? I think it's like the enjoyment that they've had.
God, it's very strange. I'm just trying to decipher this emoji. How many times did you have sex with the length of sparkle?
I think they mean something.
Oh my God, four Ackies in Thavis just walked past.
Well, we're talking about the length and orgasm. Oh my God.
I can't breathe. Like, what the hell is going on? Who is Dan entertaining over there? What the fuck?
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Continue.
List.
You're still reading the same one.
No, I'm trying to read the next one, but it just makes me laugh because you were talking about this earlier. List of goals not completed. Because we said this is basically ADHD.
This is us. Oh my God. I believe you.
Oh. Girl, you need to complete those goals. I don't know what to tell you.
All right, breathe. I can't get over sparkle. I think the sparkle means...
length of sparkle.
The what? Length means like the amount of... I'm assuming it's like the amount of fun.
The amount of...
they've had.
I'm
that
so
was
sorry.
The only way that it's, would explain
basically, we suspect it means orgasm.
Read it again.
Look, how many times would have sex with the length of...
sparkle!
So I'm guessing the length of time...
the orgasm
lasted.
Was. Oh, that's really smart.
Why would you put that in the notes? So he probably writes, Becky, 1.5 seconds.
You might just be tallying up how good your sex game is.
He might be looking at the length of time and trying to like
get
add a second every time.
A competitive man. Wow.
We love that.
We love that.
Time and date stamps of all the evil things my husband did to me. Oh my God, women are actually crazy.
So oh, wait, do you just pause every time he does something evil and you type in?
At 6:32 a.m, he slammed the door really hard.
At 9:02, he gaslit me. He was rude to me. He didn't eat my food.
At 10:30 on Tuesday the 23rd of August, he did not take the bins out. Oh my God.
I love being a girl. I
time and date stamps is so funny.
You know what? She can use that as receipts when the sheikh is coming. She wants to get a divorce.
As evidence.
As evidence. Girl, you smart. You're ahead of us.
Oh my God. This one's kind of mad. A list of du'as because you got to be careful of the du'a made against you by the one you wronged.
That's too deep. I can't. I don't even have energy for that.
I just want to...
I want to hug you.
She wrote...
Stop. No, but she's smart. Should I tell you why?
I shouldn't be laughing because that's serious. Whoever that's directed to, those du'as are directed to, I feel sorry
no,
for
No, but
you.
She's dodging du'as with du'as.
Maybe. You
she's
never know.
Doing
it could
this.
Be like a tennis match.
She's blocking like...
of like du'as against you.
Do you know what I mean? With new, fresh du'as. That's the way I'm seeing that.
You've got to be careful.
She was like, my enemies shall not prosper.
Literally. She said, my enemies shall not prosper.
That's
oh
crazy.
Oh, my God. No, that's God. Really scared me a little bit. I'm not going to lie. I'm a bit shaken by this person. Imagine you write a list of du'as against the person who wronged you in your notes page. Because that's serious. If it's like petty little things that you just come up with in your head, like I'm going to throw. Oh, I'm going to throw a rock through his window or something. Okay, fine. Okay, that's a bit serious. I'm not gonna lie. If it was petty little things like I'm going to pop his tire, fine.
She's fully making dua.
She's like making dua
against him. But what if that dua backfires on her?
It could do.
What if they don't know? Guys, forgiveness is a very big thing.
A big, big thing, girls. Forgive and forget, move on.
You don't want to waste your energy on a man.
Innit? Life's too short. Just move on to the next. Ah.
Sprinkle, sprinkle.
Sprinkle, sprinkle. Get your life together, a short guide.
It's giving ADHD again, because that's what I do. Guess what I did New Year's Day? I wrote 75 soft things that I'm doing. Have I followed that?
No. Oh my God, January goals are such a myth.
I just feel like people just need to relax in January, because when it gets to January 20th, everyone's just either sad that they didn't achieve any of the goals they set for themselves.
Or like, we didn't make it.
Or you're like, okay, reset.
Dry January, we didn't, you know what I mean? I fumbled at the first weekend.
Me too. Literally.
But yeah, people need to go easy on themselves in January. I feel like you should give yourself another holiday in January and start this in Feb.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, don't even put any pressure on yourself. Just stop Ramadan. Ramadan is coming up.
It's 52 days to Ramadan.
52 days to Ramadan. Isn't that perfect?
I actually love Ramadan
so much.
Me too. Oh.
Go. His Christmas wish list included get a new girlfriend. We are now broken up since last week.
What, in the notes?
In his notes.
Oh, he had... Oh.
His Christmas wish list included get a new girlfriend. And now they're broken up. Since the last week. You know what? That man...
Trifling.
He's trifling, yeah. I was never your person.
That's actually crazy.
I don't understand this one. It's another one that we have to decipher. Someone's roster had a few names I know, and I was shocked.
Someone's
wait,
roster.
Wait, does IK mean I know? I'm such a millennial. Does IK mean I know?
Yeah, someone's roster had a few names. I know, I was shocked. Someone's roster? So did someone's notes say the few names of people on their roster?
I have absolutely no idea.
So the people on the list, we're trying to decipher this. So the people on their list that they're chatting to, who's on their roster.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is the names that she knew.
Oh, yes! Ah! Well done, Hala. It's like, can a white boy on my roster, he be feeding me laughs and pasta.
So, they've got a list.
And she knew some of
them. I'm actually really proud of girls that have a roster. Shall I tell you why? Because you're not
putting all your eggs in one basket. Smart move.
I actually think that's really smart.
Do you know what I mean?
And you're not also going to be blinded by love.
Yeah, you're just
or blinded gonna... by one man lying to you, because you'll have 10 men lying to you.
You've just got to choose the one you like the most.
You've just got to choose the one that doesn't lie the most.
Somebody wrote lines. What does that mean?
Just a bunch of lines on their notes.
We're going to give you that one.
I don't know what that means. I can't decipher that. There's not a lot of words.
All the twisted texts I want to send.
I agree with you, sis. I actually agree with you.
And that is the Monday Madness, girls. Thank you so much for sending those in. Aww. You guys are fucking crazy. But just we love you.
You know what? My favorite thing to say at the moment, I'm just a girl.
I'm just a girl.
Right, guys, let's get into our first scenario. Oh, this one I was so excited to read.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Why are you happy? Are you right there?
Because I know this scenario is going to be crazy. Not that I've seen it or anything, but Hala chooses them wisely.
I like the unhinged behaviour. You know me. Right. And this actually says this is unhinged behaviour. I didn't even make that up. Right, let's go. How should I, male 34, tell my cousin co-worker, female 29, that I was behind her divorce?
You're fucking joking.
I'm assuming he's not Muslim.
Read that sentence again.
So how should I tell my Muslim co-worker that I was behind her divorce?
This is crazy.
Let's begin. He goes, throwaway account for obvious reasons.
Because
he can't name himself.
Cannot reveal himself.
He goes, I work in NYC for a financial firm. My colleague is a Muslim woman who works in the same department. It all started about a year ago, and she joined our firm as a financial analyst.
Sprinkle, sprinkle.
Smart girl. She is Asian. Also, it was her first time working in NYC. I initially had no feelings for her. For the most part, she and I would talk regarding work, chat about small talk, and go about our day. So 2 months after she joined our team, we came to know about her birthday. She's 29, by the way, guys. And we all know, and we celebrated it in a cafe. It was her birthday, and all I realized is that I'm falling for her. She's genuinely the most calmest, innocent person I've ever come across. Her birthday speech made me realize that people have so many struggles and yet overcome those to be able to make a name for themselves. Anyway, the next day, she bought us all some Asian food she cooked as a gratitude. It was food for like 10, 15 people, and I couldn't fathom she cooked for those many people.
Oh, that, what a sweet lady.
10, 15, that's a lot, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice sometimes, you know, you've got to show gratitude for your work colleagues.
He goes, I asked her how she managed to cook for such a large group, which is when she said to me her husband helped her. Never in my life was I as heartbroken as I was that day.
Ha ha.
She's taken. He goes, I don't know why I couldn't control my anger and tears. Just abruptly left the conversation and went back to my desk. I started digging into her personal life.
Oh, for God's sake. Just leave the woman alone. You know she's married. Just leave her well enough alone.
He goes, I started digging into her personal life, got to know all about her husband who works in another financial firm. I had a friend working in the same company as her.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Husband, day by day, I went miserable and I didn't know what to do. So I made up a story about her having an affair with me so the husband would leave her.
What? Wait, you've got to repeat that. So he starts digging into her life and then just suddenly decides to create this fake story out of thin air.
He goes, day by day, I went miserable. I didn't know what to do. So I made up a story about her having an affair with me so the husband would leave her. I asked my friend to say this. My friend had no idea I was lying. He thought I was speaking the truth.
Oh my God, someone come and kill this man. What the hell? This is crazy.
My friend told her husband about our affair. Obviously, he flipped. Next day, she came to work calmly again. She walked up to my desk. I was shitting bricks, by the way. She said, someone is bad-mouthing us and asked me to be careful and apologized for my name being dragged with her name. I literally felt like a shit person.
Yeah, because you are a shit person.
She didn't even for a second thought I was behind all of this. I controlled my feelings for her. I kept seeing every single day, but I felt like shit for doing that to her. After about 8 months, she invited us all for dinner at a restaurant. She was moving to a big four.
This lady is very, very patient.
She's such a good person.
Yeah, how she...
Because if that was me, I would automatically go for him. Because who else would make up that lie?
Yeah, she just thought it was a company thing.
Yeah. So then she goes, one of my co-workers asked why her husband wasn't present. She said that they've been separated for 6 months. There was so much sadness in that answer, but she just handled it and enjoyed the dinner with us. Later, her best friend at work told me, upon asking 1,000 times, that her husband left her after knowing about some affair that she had.
Oh my God, that little sneaky little weasel.
He goes, I felt like shit and you can all abuse me, but I want to genuinely help and make things right. I don't know where to start or what to do, but I love her and I know this for sure. A part of me wants her divorce to happen so I can propose to her and marry her. But also, I've never felt this miserable about myself and I don't know what I was hoping to achieve by all this, but I feel miserable. Should I tell her the truth?
Yes, absolutely. Tell her the truth and fix the marriage that you basically broke. What the hell? He's so deluded. He's like, yeah.
He's a fucking psycho.
I want to propose. Propose where?
The man. Can I just say, yeah? Can I just say?
He's delusional.
I'm just going to bring this back to the religion. But you know when Allah said, yeah, it's not Allah, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, yeah, when someone is accused of fornication, you need to bring
four witnesses.
Where's the witnesses?
Where are the witnesses?
This is the exact reason why that dalil came down, because of this man. It's like Allah knew in 2020.
Everyone will be pointing the finger at the woman.
This poor woman.
I feel so bad for her.
She's so good because, wallahi, the composure. She got recruited to a big four, even though she was going through that stress.
Miskeen, wallahi.
Wallahi, how sweet.
She came to the office and basically said, please, no office gossip about me. For 6 months, her husband has not been at home, or she hasn't been at home. Because they're separated and nobody knew until somebody asked her.
But also, why did she not speak to this man and say, tell my husband we haven't had an affair?
But I don't think she knows it's him. That's the problem. She's just seeing it as office gossip.
Someone's chatting shit about
it. But then the husband has, the real husband, not this deluded guy, has taken the information at face value and thinks she's having an affair at work.
He thinks the work husband's bloody infiltrated her.
Yeah. Oh my God, this work husband.
All that time, he's thinking, all that time you were making food for your work colleagues, you were making food for your work husband.
He probably, oh my God.
He's gone, he's living.
He probably thought every time she stayed in the office past 5 p.m, she was doing a mazzoline with the work husband. Every time she came home late from work.
And you know those financial places, they work till late.
Every time she said, I need to go to the office quickly.
He's burning.
He's seething.
And little does he know,
he's frothing at the mouth.
This is a lie. They lied on her.
They lied on her.
I can't believe this man.
I can't believe
he's sitting there with his fat stomach.
He's twiddling his thumb saying, should I come clean? Or I'm hoping that this will just go on for long so I can propose to her.
Are you dumb? She's not going to marry you.
Are you actually stupid?
He's a heathen. Heathen, I what does a heathen mean?
Well, our religion, kind of.
Well, he's a heathen. I can't deal. Who does that?
Who does that? Who does that? Imagine you, man, you know he's married, he's at work, you have a crush on him, and you basically, step by step, plan how you're going to
ruin
that
their marriage. You sick, sick,
like,
sick
as a woman, Holly, if it was a woman that did that, she would look like...
She would be deranged.
She would look crazy.
This is psychopathic behaviour, I am telling you now. This man plotted and planned... He ruined her.
I don't want girls listening to this thinking this shit is cute. It's not cute. Because you never know.
That's how much he loves me. He ruined my marriage. He said I had an affair. He said I committed zina.
Because you never know how the delusion has taken over.
Guys, this man is psychotic. Can we just look back?
Some people might listen to this and think, oh, it's really cute that he was so persistent.
No, listen, listen. This man is so unhinged. He goes, never in my life was I as heartbroken I was that day. I couldn't control my anger. Tears. He goes, he started crying. And he goes, he abruptly left the conversation when he found out that woman was married.
He cried tears. You know, even I'm starting to feel sorry for him. Look at me.
No, I don't. There's something
the
wrong
patriarchy.
With you. You're feeling sorry for the psychopath. Miskeen to all. She didn't even entertain this man.
No, I'm joking. I'm actually not feeling sorry. But I can see why some all girls she would feel did. Sorry for him. Hold on. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I can see why. Because they're so like, how do I describe it? How do I say this in the terms of the English language? Some girls could feel sorry for this because, you know, when a man is pursuing a woman and he's trying desperately, even though she's forbidden for him, some people still think that's cute.
Bruv, this ain't no rom-com. I'm so sorry. This is giving you vibes without the killing.
Honestly,
he didn't.
So
you know what would have even been a little bit better is if he tried to make a move on her and she said no.
Yeah, because at least then she knows. But this girl has no
idea
this is going on. She has no clue.
This man, she's probably just saying, hi, are you okay? She probably thinks that he's a normal co-worker, yeah?
But
he's
been,
going behind
but
her
he's
back.
He's been scheming on her and her husband.
To the point where he went to his friend who works at another firm, lied to his friend and said, I'm having an affair with this girl. So then he says, go tell her husband. No.
That's the devil. And that's the devil. That's the devil. That's the devil. I rebuke, I rebuke, I rebuke. Demon, leave this child.
Please.
Leave this child alone.
Please, may Allah give her something better, honestly.
I mean, where's that? Where'd you find that scenario? Don't say Muslim Reddit.
No, I found it online.
Demon, leave this child. Leave her.
Oh, my God.
In the name of Allah.
I know exactly what you were about to say. Anyway, guys, we're going to move on swiftly. We've got a game to play. Get your names out. Today, we are playing the same game as last week. But today is Guess the Actress. Do you want to go first?
Oh, this is so easy. Do you know how easy this game is?
I'm actually a bit stupid today. I might not. Don't look at me. Don't look at my names. Right, do you want to go first? Right, go.
Okay, so she is actress, so it's a woman, right? Is she blonde?
No.
So she's brunette.
Yeah.
Brunette.
Yes, she's a brunette.
So she's white?
She is white. I'm actually going to be really shit at this, but carry on.
Is she a rom-com girlie?
Yes.
Does she ever play a princess?
No.
A rom-com girlie, but never been a princess.
Yeah.
She's never been. Are you absolutely certain?
She's never been a princess.
Can you look me in the eye and
she's never been a princess. Wait, let me Google it. I know who you're thinking. It's not that person.
Who am I thinking?
You're thinking Anne Hathaway.
Yes, I am!
It's not Anne Hathaway.
Oh my God, I don't want to play this game. Can we not just do the description game with these?
You describe them. Go, describe this person.
Okay, we're going to. No, I don't want to do it like, so I'm asking questions. I want you to describe the person to me.
Oh, me to describe this person. Okay, we're going to change up the game, guys.
Yeah, because I'm sorry, I can't do this in 7 questions. Too hard. There's too many white girls.
Okay, cool. I'm going to describe this person to you. She was once in a movie with, and she portrayed a prostitute.
What's her bloody name? The one with the amazing smile.
Yes.
Chandler Bing, ex-girlfriend.
Yes, yes.
Julia Roberts.
Yes. Next one. This woman won the first ever Oscar. Not first ever.
Oh, God. You can take me right back. I don't think I was alive then.
I think she got something as the first black woman. I don't know if it's a Golden Globe or an Oscar. And she cried when she made that speech. She's beautiful.
Was she in How to Get Away with Murder?
No.
Is it Taraji?
No.
Is it...
She's a beaut... Not that Taraji isn't beautiful.
Lupita?
No. She's got short hair. She's iconic.
She was Halle Berry?
Yes.
Halle Berry.
Oh my God.
Halle Berry is hot.
This one's so easy. This one's so easy. I'm going to say 3 things to you.
But just describe it in a hard way, innit?
Okay, this person, I'm shaking. This person has brown hair. She was in a childhood movie.
Is it Matilda?
No. She had 2 male best friends. She falls in love with the best friend.
Well, both of them?
She falls in love with one of them.
Scary.
She's also, in the movie that I'm talking about, she's also considered an other. Like, she's not.
She a manic pixie dream girl?
No.
Oh, she's not.
She's also considered an other. Like, she's not pure.
What do you mean she's not pure?
I'm trying to make this so hard for you. She's not pure compared to bloodline. She's not pure. Her bloodline.
Hermione Granger.
Yes!
Emma Watson. She's a mud blood.
She's a muggle.
She's a mud blood. Filthy mud blood.
All right, my final one. This woman is blonde. She was in an iconic movie in 2023. She's also acted with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Kate Winslet.
No. She's also acted with Leonardo DiCaprio.
She's not blonde, is she?
She's the it girl of the season, I would say, in terms of movie making.
Blonde Leonardo DiCaprio, it girl.
She was in a very iconic movie in 2023.
How many iconic movies were there in 2023?
In this iconic movie, her character portrays someone that lives in this amazing world, but then suddenly she has to get out of this world because something happens.
What, is she an Avatar?
In this movie, there was a colour scheme worn throughout the whole world. You have seen this movie, Colton.
Have I watched it with you?
And you've watched this movie with me, and we wore a colour scheme.
Barbie.
And who is the main
actor? Margot Robbie!
See how? Sexy Ham.
Margot Robbie looks like my best friend.
My love, my girlfriend.
Somebody tried to say that Siham looked like someone else. I'm going to show you the video later, but it looks nothing like
Siham looks like Margot Robbie.
That's what I said. I was like, no, I'm sorry.
You
my
and Siham.
I said, I'm so sorry. My friend looks like Margot Robbie.
Don't lie. Also, Siham and you have those chameleon faces that can look like many other people. Anyway, you go.
Come a chameleon. Okay, this is a British actress. Mm-hmm. She is just quintessentially British.
Judi Dench.
She doesn't get much British than this person. She was in a film with Keira Knightley.
Sienna Miller.
No, but we're on the right
track. Kate Winslet.
No. She was in a film with Keira Knightley alongside several other famous actors. I don't want to say the obvious famous actors, but I will say some less obvious ones. So we have...
You're making this hard.
I'm not making this hard. I'm trying to help you, actually. I think this film had Liam Neeson.
Oh, is it The Woman That Died?
No. This film also had Colin Firth. This film also...
What, Love Actually?
Right, so who...
Oh, I don't know these Love Actually characters.
Oh, do you not?
No.
Right, let's think of another movie with this character. She played a professor in Harry Potter.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Was she Nanny McPhee?
She was Nanny McPhee!
I don't know her name.
It's called Emma Thompson.
Oh, Emma Thompson, yes.
Okay.
Nanny McPhee.
Right. This woman is very iconic in the Bollywood scene. She also
Priyanka
Chopra.
What's her new name? Priyanka Chopra.
Jonas.
That's it. Go on.
Oh, that was easy. I should have said that.
But she was in that iconic movie, that Indian movie that we both like.
I don't think that was her.
That she was in it as well.
Was she?
Yeah. Oh. I'm actually, I watched that tonight.
Was she the evil stepmom? I don't remember.
No, she was the woman that was going to marry the guy. Mm. Divani. She was in that song. Divani. Oh, that's such a good movie. What did I just do? Sorry, guys.
I don't know, but it looks offensive.
No, it's not, because that's what they did.
Okay. So this actress... She dated...
Prav, you are so slow in this. Come on.
I've got to remember his name, haven't I? She dated... What the hell is his name? She dated an actor who's got long hair and he looks ill.
Johnny Depp.
He used to have like hair up to his bosom. She dated Jared Leto and he probably... I basically heard through the grapevine that he wasn't very nice to her. So she broke it off with him. And then she went on to make loads of amazing films, like just...
Give me a film she's done.
If I say the film, you're gonna know.
Describe a movie.
All right, you know what? I'll keep it. I'll make it vague. She was in.
Nandos.
Can you help me? I need to think about this. Okay. So she was in Endgame.
So she's a big movie star.
Okay. How many of them were in Endgame?
There's so many in them. Was she the ant person?
No.
Was she the wasp?
No.
Was she Superwoman?
No.
Gwyneth.
Shall I help you?
Is it Iron Man's girlfriend?
Shall I help you?
Is it Gwyneth Paltrow?
No, shall I help you?
What women are in Scarlett Johansson?
Shall I help you?
No, I need to get it.
Shall I help you with a noise?
Shall I help you? Shall I help you?
Shall I help you with a mating call?
Go on.
Ibombe!
Lupita? She dated Jared Leto? Ew, that is beneath her. Say what lie. Lupita Young, that beautiful woman, dated Jared Leto.
Yeah, she did.
Jared seems like he smells. Does he not? He gives me those vibes. I'm really sorry. But also, Jared Leto is very like, I think the movie stars take the piss out of him because he does something called, you know when actors become the role, what's that called? Like, let's say they get a role. Some people just practice their lines. He will actually become the character for 6 months. So if he's playing an evil, rude man, he'll be rude to everyone on set.
No way.
It's called something.
What's it called? I would love to know the word for that. Have you ever heard me use it?
No. Damn. No, carry on. Well, I need to find the word. It's gonna kill me.
what song was that? No, 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 no. That's your next clue. That's your clue.
I'm trying to look up for the words.
Oh, this bitch.
I'm sorry. Oh, I can't think of it now. Anyway, carry on.
Right, your next clue is...
Titanic, Kate Winslet. Oh, let's carry on. These
right,
games
the last I'm... one, last one. Okay, this one, she was in a film where you couldn't open your eyes.
Sandra Bullock.
Where you couldn't open the eyes.
Was that the dumbest movie ever?
It was fucking stupid. It was so fucking stupid. They were in a boat. Their eyes were closed. How are they being directed? Like, how do they know where they're going?
I don't know. Was there strings involved?
No, anyway, they were listening. They were listening.
For direction. How do you listen for direction?
Like the rustling of the leaves.
I might have to watch that again. Right, guys, this is scenario number two. Let's go.
This one's a short and sweet one, so let's dive right in. Anyway, I think my husband's older brother has a crush on me. Sometimes I used to feel like that. I'm joking.
I'm begging you, Kisa.
Is that not the most main character thing to say?
I think my husband's brother thinks he loves me.
No, guys, wallahi, I'm joking. But the reason I said it is because every time I say something wildly main character, oh, that gives me a side and I just enjoy it.
Clotaunt is main character. She's such attention seeker.
I know. How do I stop?
You need attention. Don't worry.
I'm like Tinkerbell. If I don't get attention, I'll die.
Oh, bless you. Oh, okay, go.
Salam, everyone. I wanted to know if anyone has experienced this or if I'm really overthinking this. Why is this making me laugh?
You're probably not overthinking it. No,
it's probably real.
It's probably true. It's probably giving you the eye. It has to come from somewhere. You're not paranoid.
Do you know
paranoid.
What I mean? Sometimes you need to just trust your intuition.
Sometimes we all need to be real. You know when someone likes you.
You know when someone likes you.
When they're staring at you.
They're trying to catch a little glimpse.
Little glimpse, eye contact. Mm. Go.
So this all started when I was trying to set up my brother-in-law with my friend. It didn't work out between them, but it's okay. But when he wanted to know something, he would message me all the time about situations or anything that came up.
But with the friend?
With the girl. The girl who's married.
So his sister-in-law?
His sister-in-law.
Okay.
He's messaging her basically about situations or anything that came up. He just wants to talk to her.
He just wants to talk to her. It reminds me of that man in the car that would ask his wife for hotspots so he can speak to his friend's wife.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Oh my God.
Imagine a man gagging for hotspot just to speak to you.
This guy was married, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was married.
His wife was sitting in the passenger seat.
He was asking for his wife's hotspot, Colton. The disrespect.
Oh my God. Salam, everyone. I wanted to know if anyone has experienced this or if I'm really overthinking this. So this all started when I was trying to set up my brother-in-law with my friend. It didn't work out between them, but it's okay. But when he wanted to know something, he would message me all the time about situations or anything that came up. Cheeky. But now it seems like he messages me all the time asking random questions. And I do not hide this from my husband. He's not worried. Brackets. I show him everything and he has my password so he can even check all he wants. Voila, it's been very small things, nothing weird, but he seems to message me with something new multiple times a day.
Oh,
what
a little scumbag.
Multiple times in the day is very strange.
Especially if you don't have that relationship.
Because
you know some families, they're quite close.
Yeah.
So like you can be close with the brother-in-law.
Yeah.
But if you haven't got that boundary or that relationship...
And most brother-in-laws usually are just quite shy when it comes
especially
to...
Especially in like a Muslim
family. In that dichotomy.
That dichotomy. Oh, I love that one. Carry on.
And when we visit his parents' house, he always comes upstairs to say hi to me. And he always says bye to me when we leave. And he always tells my husband how blessed he is to have me.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, good Lord. This is so awkward.
No, he likes you, gal. He likes you.
He might just be really nice.
He is frothing at the mouth at the sight of your ankles.
He might be on the spectrum and he's just really nice. It could be either.
Honestly, this could all be very, very innocent. And I just want to know if anyone else has had this and how you handled it. Thank you. Thank you. So go on, Arlo.
I've never had this. My brother-in-law's quite nice. Say hi and bye. That's it.
Very cordial.
I've never texted him in my life.
Has he ever texted you?
No. I think I once texted him for an address. That's it.
That's how it's supposed to be.
I'll be honest.
Yeah, I don't think it's supposed to be.
Is it weird that I don't have a relationship with my brother-in-law? I don't know. I've got a very good relationship with my sister-in-laws.
You know, it's just different with boys, isn't it? You don't really understand each other.
No, and I just feel like, I think it just, no. I don't know if I would be that close to be messaging every single day.
I don't know. Maybe we need to
ask a question here.
Yeah, maybe we're just a bit weird. Maybe we're emotionally immature.
Maybe we just grew up in families that are...
A bit strict. Yeah.
Maybe other families are quite close.
Because, you know, like, I don't know, Arthur.
I'm the problem. Maybe
now you've got me thinking too deep into this. I'm thinking maybe this is actually quite a normal interaction.
I like that he comes upstairs to say salam.
That's actually sweet.
That's actually really nice. And to say bye. I don't have a problem with that.
What I do have a problem with is the texting multiple every day. times in one day. She said multiple times in one day.
But then she shows her husband and he doesn't have a problem with that.
Then it's fine.
Then it's okay.
He's the one with the problem though. I don't think you have a problem here.
If he has a crush on you.
It's his problem.
The crush will go.
Exactly. Now if he were to act on that crush.
Oh God forbid.
Perhaps. Send flowers to the house.
Oh, good Lord.
You know?
Start getting a bit risky in the text messages. Then that's going to destroy a relationship.
Absolutely.
Several.
Destroy. Also, another thing is he keeps saying to his brother how blessed he is to have her. If you said it like once in a blue moon, I don't mind. But if he keeps saying something like that, it's like you've got to start looking at someone sideways. Do you not think?
You're blessed.
Imagine your brother-in-law saying to your husband.
That's so weird. That is so weird. I'll be like, what are you doing? Shut up.
He keeps saying to his brother, you're so blessed to have your wife in your life. You're so blessed to have her as your
wife. Maybe can we look at it from, that is very strange, yes. In my situation, I'd be like, ew. But the other thing that I would say is, maybe this brother is envious of their life.
Maybe he's envious of
just marriage, but yes. Not her.
Because you know you get a lot of guys that are pining for like to find the right one, which is a good thing.
They want a companion.
And then you see other people in very healthy, nice couples and you're like, I want that. And it's not a bad thing to want that. It's a good thing to strive for something like that. So he could be innocent, you're right.
And he could just not know how to speak to girls and he's asking his new sister-in-law, who's obviously very beautiful.
Lots of questions on the new sister. The Bonnie's chat. She tried to kick him
off. Yeah, the friend. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it's innocent, but also if he does something more than I would like.
It's innocent, but he's also toeing the line.
Yeah, it's a bit uncomfortable.
Like he's literally on the string, walking on it in the circus. And it's like, is he going to fall? Or is he going to continue? He's on the strad right now.
He's on the strad mustaqim.
And you know what? He could be going very slowly and he could be getting gusts of wind on either side.
I love this analogy.
Do you?
I do.
Now, this could be a test for him. Inshallah, he passes. Do you know what I mean? Lower your gaze, brother.
Inshallah, yeah, exactly. He just needs to pass a few days and it might go away.
And then he might start actually pouring more into the sister that he's being hooked up with rather than sending multiple messages to the sister-in-law.
We need more information to unpack this, I'll be honest.
More information required.
But all I'm saying is, it is a bit awkward.
It's a little bit awkward. As a woman, I would feel uncomfortable by that. But that's just because of just my womanly...
Dynamic.
Yeah, but just... Not dynamic, but just my womanly, like, how I feel.
I'm just a girl.
I'm just a girl. And this is too much for me. I know you like me, but let's just keep this to ourselves. and no, that's maintain happy and healthy healthy
there needs to be boundary.
Serious boundary. I know you like me, but
do you know what I mean? I can't help it. I'm beautiful.
Am I beautiful?
But I'm with your brother and this is so awkward.
Yeah, this is making me feel uncomfortable. But we need to establish a really big, big boundary here.
Yeah.
In that you need to actually go and talk to the girl I hooked you up with.
Exactly.
And stop, you know, deflecting, redirecting those messages when they should be going to...
You know who?
You know
who. The person that can't be named.
Exactly.
Please, we asked you, what are the craziest things you've done over the weekend? And you guys started with, cried about my life being boring as a 20-year-old.
Do you know what you're going to do? You're going to download the Fever app and you're going to take yourself on dates to some exhibitions in London. That's what you're going to do. Just do that this weekend.
Be your own it girl. How about that? Be your own it girl. Think about all the things that you would love to do and do them.
Get off the couch.
Exactly. Don't be depressed.
Don't do it, girl. Just go outside.
I'm telling you, go for a walk.
Just go outside.
She goes, someone sent me a dick pic.
Oh, it's been a while.
Occasionally, I open overshares, and one time someone sent us a dick pic, and I was just like, pleasant. Thank you. I haven't even had my morning coffee. I appreciate that. Farewell and goodbye.
It's very shocking.
It takes you.
It just shocks.
You're just like, whoa, I was not expecting this. Or randomly, when you get a dick pic in your DM, and you're just like, a hi would have sufficed.
Do you know what I mean? Just a little cheeky.
I like your content.
You guys are great girls.
Do you know what I mean? But yeah, I mean, well done to you for getting a dick pic. It means you're the shit, you know? Someone goes, I had a cup of tea without being interrupted by my kids or husband. I feel you. I feel you.
That's nice.
I love that for you. Someone goes, I was calling my girlfriend like 5 hours and she's coming to tell me I was in a family meeting. I was calling my girlfriend like 5 hours. Oh, so they mean like they were calling her for 5 hours, but she just said that she was in a family meeting.
I think so.
I don't think she wants to speak to you.
I think she was in a family meeting.
I don't know. Does a family meeting go on for 5 hours? Someone goes, I've been helping my friend with her wedding shopping, and guess what? She tells me she has no card for me for her wedding.
Oh my God!
The cheek of it!
That's flipping rude. Oh my God, that's
after
actually...
After I poured in everything for you!
After I ran away from my work desk to go to the bridal shop with you!
Not one card.
Not one card.
You should turn up.
Yeah, you should still go.
You should still go.
You have a right to go. You are entitled.
What people are mean.
That's actually horrible. She helped her.
She helped you.
That's actually, you know, a lot of time and effort goes into that sort of thing. So, you know, you need to start looking at your friends sideways.
You need to just be like, sis, where's my card?
Yeah, you need to be...
me and my plus one. You need to be overt.
Yeah, you need to be a bit assertive with it. Yeah. And say, sis, I need my card, thanks.
Someone goes, I saw a person I used to talk to. He's married now, by the way, and he wanted to rekindle.
What a scumbag. What a scumbag. How dare he?
Oh, how awkward. And that poor girl that's marrying him.
Oh my God, I didn't even think of her.
And a week ago, he's trying to rekindle with the ex.
No, that's disgusting.
Getting a mysterious marriage proposal. Ooh, sprinkle, sprinkle.
Sprinkle, sprinkle.
If he's got money, you in there, girl. I'm just saying. I'm not a gold digger.
She's a gold digger.
We all are.
Secretly we are.
We secretly love sugar daddies.
We love money.
Oh my God, I was like in work today and I was sitting in this little co-working space and these two women are like about to go for their lunch break and one of them goes, fucking hate this job, I need a sugar daddy right now. And then the other one goes, I can get you one.
You should have gone straight into that conversation and said, where do I get one?
Where do I sign up? Someone goes, I procrastinated for 2 whole days on my homework and now it's all due tonight. I feel you too.
I do that a lot.
You just need energy drinks and you're right.
You just need to work through the night.
Someone goes, basically, I've lost a bit of weight and now I want to divorce my husband. She's glown up and she's like, I can get better. I can get better. I can upgrade.
Wow. She went to the gym, lost a bit of weight and said,
she's like, Let me get an upgrade.
You're not on my level anymore.
No, so sorry. No, sir. No, sir. Uh-oh. Someone goes, met a new guy and turns out he's from the same friendship group as the previous guy. This is the fourth guy.
Oh my God, this is so messy.
I mean, I like a bit of homie hopping. I mean, there's not a lot of prospects. And if that's a good group, do you know what I mean? I think you should shoot your shot.
Why not?
Your Aleph could be anywhere.
Exactly. 2024 is about you, girl. Shoot your shot.
Literally, it's all about you. Someone goes, best friend's boyfriend cheated on her with the girl he told her to block out of her life.
I don't understand, sorry.
Best friend's boyfriend cheated on her with the girl he told her to block out of her life.
That little weasel.
It's always the one that he tells you not to worry about. Someone goes, I finally bought a car.
Oh, I love that for you.
Oh my God, you're going to be so warm in this cold. Someone goes, I met a guy who came back. Last week, I blocked him. Wait, she goes, I met the guy who came back. What?
It's the girl from last week.
Is it?
Wait, it's the girl from last week. Okay, read it to me.
She goes, I met the guy who came back. Last week, I blocked one. One married and one came back.
Oh my God, it's the girl from last week. She met the one who came back.
So last week, a girl said,
because one got married.
Three exes.
Three exes, one got married.
One blocked, she blocked one.
And then one was what?
One was a ex that she wanted to rekindle with.
And then the one she, what happened?
So she goes, I met the guy who came back. So he was, there was one that wanted her back.
Okay, and then what happened?
She just said, she just met with him.
No, we need context.
Maybe next week you have
okay,
to.
Please send us an hour, callieandharder@gmail.com, please.
Send us a scenario, we want to know. Or send us another one. We need to know.
We need to know what happened.
She had three exes and now the one that she wanted came back. Okay, I get it. And the last one is, I realise when I argue with whoever's son I marry that I can't give him the silent treatment. I hate the silent treatment.
I absolutely despise. If anyone's giving you the silent treatment, I say leave.
I don't like it.
I don't like it at all. Go about your business.
Literally, if you argue, argue with passion.
Do you know what I mean? Argue with reciprocity. Tit for tat.
These big words.
I love tit for tat.
Oh my God, tit for tat is mine. Anyway, guys, that is the end of the episode. We love you guys. Thank you guys so much for watching. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, and also put on that little bell notification somewhere here.
So you know that when I upload at 7:30, your notifications go off because I upload late and I'm so sorry.
Guys, let us know if you enjoy Sunday videos. I like Sunday videos.
We're not changing our thought.
We will someday. You never know.
Please anyway. Don't change. I'm in a routine.
I love you guys.
Bye. 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 Bye.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.